The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff. And it's always a pleasure when Ruth's around because Ruth does her homework in reference to our guest.
I hope I did it.
No, you always do. And actually, this is a very interesting guest today. It's Gail Adams, who's the director and founder of Seven in Heaven Singles Events. And I just learned that Seven in Heaven was a game similar to Spin the Bottle.
Correct.
And some of these things is amazing because you don't pay attention and somebody says it. And if I'll bring that up this afternoon now to somebody, they're going to turn around and say, of course, John, you didn't hear of whatever. It's like, what closet did you live in? But anyway, Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
And what we like to do on the program is to give a feel of the person. So how did this come about? You know, you're the founder of it, which is great.
I think your name is perfection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I didn't grow up as a little girl saying, I want to be a single events organizer. You know, that wasn't my dream. But so I was married 22 years, and then I got divorced about 15 years ago. And I started online dating, which I found to be very frustrating. There's a lot of pitfalls. I mean, people do meet online. I don't mean
to. Right, we're not knocking out everybody.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, there was a lot of pitfalls. So then I started to meet people in general in person, and I found that to be a better way to meet and greet, you know, to meet the real people, you know. So I didn't like the way some of the events were organized, and friends of mine encouraged me to start my own business. And I did, and, you know, there was a recession going on. I didn't even know it, you know. I just said, I'll just do this. So, and here I am, 11 years later. You know, I started in January 2008.
Wow.
And I started with just speed dating. That's why
You really started in the recession.
Yes.
2008
January of 2008. Yes, there was a recession. But singles wanted to meet singles. They didn't care whether there was a recession or not.
Right, of course.
You know, so.
But now, Good. Sorry, Ruth,
I think you perform a wonderfully worthwhile function.
Thank you.
Because the people are lonely.
Yes. Yes. And this is just a better alternative to the newer ways to meet people, you know, the in-person, you know, way to meet.
Right. So just go through that now. So if somebody is, you know, I saw the information that Christina had sent out. There's so many events that you have.
Yes. I average 15 a month, right?
Wow. But yes. A person like me, I'm just going to go online. Mm-hmm. And my wife doesn't listen to the show all the time, so we're fine. No. and I want to go on and just help me navigate through it, which is the most important part of this.
Okay. Well, we don't put pictures up of our members.
Okay.
Okay. It's private. So you go on there and you just simply register. We ask everybody to register. It takes 2 minutes to register. And
do you charge for membership?
No, membership is free. You simply just pay for the event you want to go to. And there's 15 different events. We have different age groups. We have 5 different age groups. Some events are very specific. Speed dating is very specific age groups. You know, like, for example, tonight we have a speed dating event for ages 32 to 47. We have one younger than that. We have a 23 to 38. That's our youngest group. And our oldest group is 54 to 69. Now, that's just for speed dating.
I'm going to stop you there. Just explain speed dating. Not everybody knows it.
Speed dating.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fun way to meet, sort of a game of musical chairs for grown-ups. What we do is we seat the ladies and gentlemen at tables. They have a piece of paper in front of them with all the names of the men and women they're meeting with. And they chit-chat for 7 minutes.
Right.
And then we move the gentleman along to the next table, and then they meet with the next woman for 7 minutes.
I'm asking questions of the woman only, or it's back and forth?
Oh, it's back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
Okay. Yeah, it's a conversation, and we encourage conversation. You know, a lot of times it does wind up being a therapy session for some people, and, you know, unfortunately, they just got divorced or they just got widowed, and they can't help it. They're with a new person, 12 new people, and they get to tell their story 12 times.
Right, okay.
Sometimes people use it like that. I encourage different off the top, you know, questions so that it becomes more conversational.
Oh, so you give them suggestions for questions?
Yes, on my website there's suggestions for some ideas on what to talk about and what not to talk about, like politics and sex is off grounds.
Right, and religion.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I used to be a bartender and I was told, you don't touch those subjects because all of a sudden then you start fighting with somebody. It's like, it's not worth this. I don't care. You know, we'll find out about that later on. And I, you know, and I leave you at the
and
corner.
And you'll start fighting later on.
Right, exactly. Get out of the car.
So, but yeah, so that's what the way speed dating works. At the end of the event, they hand in their sheets, and the next day they get an email with their matches. And that's
So it's, I'm like not going to turn around and say I enjoyed my conversation with Ruth, and I'm not going to be able to call Ruth then.
No. No, there's no direct rejection. So what happens is...
Do they have a time to take notes?
Yes. There is a white piece of paper I provide them with every person's name, and they can take very brief notes. I encourage brief notes. I always kid them, if somebody's a no, a simple check mark in the no box will do. Okay, they don't need to take
so you're gonna have
a note
Ruth
on
Ruth, and you're
going to
have Gail. So I have that in front of me, and the other person has John. So when I get together... Right. Gail and John, I said, okay, so now I'm talking and I like Gail, so I'm putting a check.
You would be very good at that.
Yes, you would check Gail on the box, but you could even, you know, kid around and say, oh, I checked you on the box, but you're not supposed to exchange phone numbers with the person.
Okay.
So there's
okay.
no direct rejection.
Which is good, because if I don't want any part of you,
clever.
It's a nice way out of it.
It's very well
the woman
planned
can smile
out.
And go, that's nice.
Right, okay.
And then they move along to the next person. And then the next day, if you match with several women, you'll get several women's phone numbers.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, and the women get the men's phone numbers, of course, too.
And how do you decide if they match?
Well, they have to check each other.
Oh, they
so
have
John
to check
and Gail
each
have
other.
To check each other, you know, so.
So now Gail and John checked each other. So I turn around, and you inform me that Gail checked me, which is good, and then you inform Gail that Gail checked John. So one of us will just call the other person and say, let's get together, and then we go from there.
Right, which particularly in the age group, the 54 to 69 age group, they get very confused. The women always write to me. It's so cute. Should I wait for him to contact me? You know.
Who's paying for the first dinner? You know, I agree.
You know, and
they pay for themselves. Yes,
and you know, I do believe that things have changed and we've come a long way. So I encourage the women that there's nothing wrong with sending a simple email. It's like a little ping pong game. You just send an email and say, hi, it was really great to meet you and I'm glad that we had a connection, because obviously you're contacting them. And the men love it. And men love when women reach out to them first.
I think it's wonderful.
But the idea is that you don't reach out to them a second and third and fourth time, because then... That's different.
Right. That's stalking. Well, you know what? Yes. The negative part, which I find, and I'm bad with social, with emails and stuff. You could send me the email, and I see it and I read it. I say, well, I'm on the radio. I won't respond now. And it's like Wednesday of next week. I said, oh, when I go back, because you know they keep you're going lower on the list because emails keep coming. And then when I finally go like this one day, which I do like once or twice a week, I try. It's like I never responded. I mean, so you have to be
give them a couple of days. Cell numbers, home numbers, but they get cell numbers.
Oh, they do. Okay.
So they can text or they can pick up the phone.
Well, that's another story. Is that happening?
That would be great.
Yes.
And what are the other events that you?
I have sports and activities. I have shows. You name it. I mean, I have a room experience coming up, for example. We have two different age groups going to that. With the younger generation will be going to the later room experience, and the older generation will be going to the earlier one.
What do you mean by a room experience?
A room experience is an escape room. So what we're going to do is we meet in the bar for drinks.
I was going to a motel, and I said, we don't want to talk about that.
Room experience.
No, Gail,
no,
please.
Not that kind of room.
Back it down.
Not that kind of room. So we're going to meet in the bar for drinks and appetizers, and then after drinks and appetizers, we're going to form teams, and there'll be teams of 10 to 12 people, and they go into a room, and they get locked in the room. You're shaking your head, you know. you get locked in the room, and you have to try to figure your way out as a team. You're going to be finding clues.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. And then you have to find the key to the door to get out. And you have 60 minutes to solve this.
Right. I've heard of them. Actually, three daughters, two of them have done it. And it's you know, and it's funny because you can actually wind up fighting. It's like, you know, because you're trying to read, and if you make a mistake, you can actually get pushed back or something, and every clue gets you to the key. But and the thing is, and I think this is such a tremendous idea, is...
It's fabulous.
Once a month... I cook with the church, and new people keep coming. and relationships. Now, most of them are married, I'm being honest. There are some widows who have been coming recently. But, and it's not necessarily a matching thing, but the people have been going out. What are you doing next week? We'll have coffee or something.
Right.
Because you spend like this room, you spend a couple of hours chatting, and next thing you know, you say you were divorced. I was too. You have kids, I had none, but that kind of thing, you go back and forth. When you leave, it's like, I'll give you a call. Yeah, sure, give me a call.
Perfect.
And it was a very slow, no pressure. You don't want the pressure today. That's my opinion. You know, and getting, well, you want to get out of the room, so that's pressure. It's like, get me out of here.
So yeah,
even the younger generation enjoy it too.
How much of approximately our events?
Well, they range anywhere from $10 on up to, we have a whitewater rafting trip, which is $109.
Oh, wow.
So, that's a vacation.
Yeah, that's kind of like my top number, you know. But yeah, it is. It's a whole day trip to Pennsylvania. It's a lot of fun.
It's a bus trip. Oh, it is.
That's
everybody's
coming up
together.
In July. It's 10th annual whitewater rafting trip. We've been doing that for 10 years.
Must work very hard.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's a 7-day, people don't realize it's a 7-day a week job. It really is. Answering emails, phone calls, arranging, you know.
And you give advice along the way?
Yeah, unfortunately I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm forced to. I'm asked and I give my opinion whether they like it or not.
Well, they ask for it,
they get it.
It would make sense because if you're doing this, you've seen enough.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says, does this make sense? You say, well, be a little careful with this one. Or
right.
It sounds tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know the ones that sound like, wait, this is too good to be true. It's like, keep your radar up for some craziness
to happen. It's funny. Like even I just, for example, 2 days ago, a woman said, I do not want you to give my cell number out. And I said, well, I understand that for friend matches because we have a choice. You can either choose somebody as a friend or you can choose somebody as a date on their on the paper. And I do that because, you know, there's gray areas. You know, you're only meeting with somebody for 7 minutes. Maybe you kind of sort of like them. So if that's the case, check them off as a friend. And I try to tell the guys in particular, friend does not mean you buy them a steak dinner and bring them roses. Okay, friends mean that maybe you meet up for a happy hour. Maybe you meet up in a park for a bike ride. Okay, so you go slow. You know, and maybe the woman will change her mind, maybe she won't, okay? But basically, there's another option for friends. So I said to the woman, you know, why don't you want to give your cell number? Because, you know, I understand if it's a friends match, you want to do email, whatever. But if you really met somebody and you wanted to date them and you checked them off as a date, why not give them the cell number? But, you know, we're very cautious as women these days dating that we're always very fearful that people are going to find out where we live and we don't know this person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with cell numbers, you know, you really do have to pay money to find somebody's cell number and where they live. So, and I don't give out last names. I never give out last names.
Okay,
and I don't give out towns that you live in. It's first name, cell number, and email.
That sounds very well planned out.
Yes. And, you know, you got to trust a little bit. You met them, you know, you do have to spend a little bit of effort making it a little bit easy for the guy to make a connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
And is the
highest age that you deal with 69?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned 69. That was the speed dating. The highest age.
Oh, the highest age is 69, yes. Yes. I mean, I have like a 1-year grace period, so obviously a 70-year-old can attend. But yes, it goes up to that age. And there's a reason for that, because I would love to make another age group category and make it 60s to late 70s. But it's very difficult, especially here on Long Island, to meet, to balance that list, because I do guarantee a balanced gender list. There are much more women in that age group than there are men, eligible men that want to go. So I would have a very difficult time. It gets harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. And if the man drove there, everybody wants him.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially at night.
That's true, too.
Because older people can't drive at night.
Right.
Very many.
Very true.
You know what we're going to do? Because I have a question, but it'll take a minute. We're going to go into our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we're talking with Gail Adams, who is the founder of 7 in Heaven Single Events.